Network on the air from the Windy City with live coverage of the Grant Park 165 NASCAR Cup Series racing getting ready to come your way from Chicago's front yard. Mike Bagley alongside Alex Hayden, the entire Motor Racing Network crew here with you as for the third time we are getting ready to turn NASCAR Cup Series drivers loose in the streets of Chicago. Yesterday it was the NASCAR Xfinity Series taking center stage in the Loop 110. It was Shane Van Gisbergen who overcame mid-race adversity to rebound and claim the checkered flag for Junior Motorsports. Again, Junior Motorsports on a roll in 2025, winning 9 races so far, looking to put more wins to the tally as they wind their way to their regular season. But all things today are about the NASCAR Cup Series and what potentially could be another winning day for Shane Van Gisbergen, or will it be a winning day for SVG? Alex Hayden is back with us now on the broadcast. Alex, we talk about his skill set, meaning SVG's winning skill set. We know he's potent on road courses, but as we've seen over the course of the last year or so, the field has caught up with him. The question is, can they catch him and pass him today?
Well, and like what we saw at Mexico City in his dominating final run to the checkered flag, he can run smooth. If he can control the race from the lead and force the other drivers into mistakes by overdriving their cars to try to run him down, then there could be a legitimate opportunity for a lot of drivers to be in play today to win the race. Also, keep in mind, in practice, he did make a mistake. Shane Van Gisbergen overdrove turn 4 and spun the car around. Had to put it in reverse, get it back out. Didn't hit anything, so that's a big thing to keep the primary car intact. But he is one of the drivers that is human.
Let's go trackside for pre-race ceremonies.
As we gather on this 4th of July weekend, we celebrate the freedom purchased through the sacrifice of the men and women who serve in our military, both here and abroad. And we celebrate the freedom that you, God, have given us as your ultimate gift. Now we submit each driver and their teams into your care. Be their eyes, provide them clear sight in every turn, and help them to avoid danger. And may the rumble of these engines remind us of your power that flows through all things. Guide their reflexes and split-second decisions. And when the racing gets intense, may you slow their perception that they may react with precision. Watch over every person who is here, and may you bless all who dwell in our wonderful republic and help us to continue to be a beacon of hope. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome Grammy Award-winning recording artists, Soul Children of Chicago.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fights, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets reeling, the bombs bursting in it, through the night that our flag was
the Soul Children of Chicago with our rendition of the national anthem. Opening ceremonies underway. The command to fire engines coming up. NASCAR Live Race Day has been brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com.
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to... across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
From the Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Live on the Motor Racing Network, it's the NASCAR Cup Series.
It's going to be a big thumbs up. Get ready to rock and roll and pass the race car today, pal.
Hey, boys, let's execute. Have a good day.
Today, the Grant Park 165 from the Chicago Street Course. Brought to you by Goodyear. Quality from the track to the street. Goodyear, the official tire of NASCAR. By eBay. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. By Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be. Discover our newest generation of routers at eero.com. By Garrett Popcorn. Enjoy handcrafted gourmet popcorn from Garrett Popcorn Shops, a Chicago tradition since 1949. By Napa. From starters and alternators to batteries, Napa has the electrical parts to power your business. By Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. By Wendy's new frosty flavors. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco fuels peak performance.
The pre-race pomp and circumstance just about buttoned up. The only matter that needs to be tended to is getting the command to fire the engines and get us off and running today. The only matter that needs to be tended to is getting the command to fire the engines and get us off and running today in Chicago. We've talked a lot about Grant Park and its significance, obviously, as NASCAR is concerned, but Grant Park has been around since basically the 1800s. This is a city park with 319 acres. It's a centerpiece of downtown, housing some of the city's busiest attraction. It is bordered, by Lake Michigan and Monroe Harbor. It's named for President Ulysses S. Grant. It's originally known as Lake Park, but this was also the location of President Barack Obama's Election Day victory speech in 08. It features Buckingham Fountain, the Art Institute, and Museum Campus. There are concerts here. If you've ever heard of the music festival Lollapalooza, that's here. The Chicago Blues Festival. The Taste of Chicago, which is a pretty big deal because if you've never been to Chicago, you don't know what you're missing as far as the culinary offerings that this city has for which to you to choose. Alex, it's always breathtaking to come here without all this going on today. City of Chicago is a great city, but when you put NASCAR right in the middle of it, it just takes it off the charts.
Especially on Independence Weekend, because I was one of them. I partook last night in the fireworks for Independence Independence Day down on the lakefront.
$1,000,001, I guess.
Yes, there was. It's not an exaggeration. We've been hearing stories about it for the last couple of years. We've been here on Independence Weekend. Around 1 million people gather on the shores of Lake Michigan right here in downtown Chicago for the gigantic fireworks over the world-famous Navy Pier. All right, I'll go down there. I'm going to check this out. Okay, I can verify it. There is a ton of people down there. It was a good time. It was a great time by all. What a family atmosphere it was, and I'm glad I was able to go down and take part in it.
One of the items that's on display here that is the centerpiece is Buckingham Fountain. You've heard it. You've heard us refer to it before. That is the world's largest fountain, one of the world's largest fountains. It moves 15,000 gallons of water a minute. And actually, it was a gift to the city from Kate Sturgis Buckingham. She was an American art collector and philanthropist. And it was in memory of her brother Clarence in 1927 at the tune of $750,000. That's just one of the many things that attracts so many people to this park, which people utilize every single day. When we get done today, that park will be open. This park will be open tomorrow morning for business, and the roads around it will be as well.
Yeah, there are a couple of mountain climbing, or wall climbing, I should say, not mountain, but wall climbing walls here in the park. There's a skating ribbon in the winter. It's frozen for ice skating. Right now, it's open for blading or roller skating. You mentioned the concert venues here. Melissa Etheridge concert coming up here at the concert venue. So many great things. The Shedd Aquarium down over there around turns 4, 5, and 6. Soldier Field is down there as well.
Right now, it's time to get the party going and let them scream through Grant Park. Trackside we go.
Here to give the command for NASCAR's third annual Chicago Street Race, please welcome Chicago Bulls legend, three-time NBA All-Star, the youngest ever NBA MVP, philanthropist, and Chicago legend, Derrick Rose.
Chicago, let's go. Drivers, start your engines.
A field of 40 comes to life trackside. We are getting set to go. The Grant Park 165 is next.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC. Used with permission.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with his own nicotine pouches.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We are back on the streets of Chicago getting ready for the Grant Park 165. We are so glad to be with you. So glad you're with us here as we are getting ready to turn them loose for what will be a monumental event. It is every time we come here, we always get a little something that we don't expect, and we expect that very same thing here today.
This street course, 2.2 miles in length, 12 turns in total. We've got three turn announcers set to bring you all the play-by-play action. Front stretch is South Columbus Drive, roughly one-third of a mile long. It is hammered down for these cars before they roll out of the throttle. And coming to the view of Dave Moody from Barre, Vermont.
Thank you, Alex Hayden, and good afternoon once again, everybody. It is hammer down, wide open, high gear until you reach turn number one. That's a hard left-hander that has virtually no room for error whatsoever. If you get offline by just 2 or 3 feet, you're either going to be windshield deep in a tire barrier or bouncing off one of those concrete walls, breaking a rear toe link and probably ending your day in terms of the wind. They'll exit turn one onto a short straightaway, leading to a 90-degree right-hand turn number two. That will send them out onto DuSable Lakeshore Drive and to the attention of Altamont, Illinois' Kurt Becker.
And thank you, Dave. Speeds approaching 140 miles per hour on this portion of the course as the drivers work onto Lakeshore Drive. Off to drivers left, the blue-green waters of Lake Michigan. To drivers right, Grant Park and the city of Chicago skyline. Off the end of Lakeshore, they will hit the brakes. They will downshift down to about 70 miles per hour. Right-hand turn number four puts the cars on East Roosevelt Road. That is the short chute that leads up to South Columbus Drive. That's where turn five is located. It's down to about 60 miles per hour to get through that corner, but then back up to full song off turn five as the field goes northbound and heads back toward Dave Moody.
Indeed, 180-degree turn and back the other way on the other end of South Columbus Drive. That is a long, slightly downhill, high-speed stretch that ends with extremely heavy braking, downshifting, a slow right-hand turn number six, leading out onto East Balboa Drive. This is one of the most popular spectator areas in the place. Across the street from me on Columbus, a lot of folks in the general admission area, they are about 50 deep in the trees trying to get a view of two different parts of this course, turn one and two and turn six. As they exit six, they'll head out onto East Balboa and to the attention of Marlboro, New Jersey's Tim Catalfamo.
Thank you very much, Dave Moody. Good afternoon, everyone. Here on top of the Chicago Symphony Building that overlooks turn 11. I'll pick the cars up as they go into turn number eight, which is where East Congress Plaza Drive is. It's a long, sweeping left-hander. There's viewing sections for the drivers to their right. There is a purple Xfinity Mobile banner that has been put against a bunch of jersey barriers to their left. The Hilton Chicago, Congress Hotel, and the Art Institute of Chicago, also all located here on South Michigan Avenue. When they finally get out of East Congress Plaza Drive, they get back onto South Michigan Avenue. That's turn 10. That sets them up for a very quick run down to turn 11. It's extremely bumpy on that end of South Michigan Avenue. So they're really going to be, as they apply the brake pedal, bouncing over the curbs and the bumps of these streets when they go to make their right-hander to set up to make their run up to East Jackson Drive. I'll cover it all this afternoon in turns 8, 9, 10, and 11.
And then it's a short 475-foot run up East Jackson Drive back to turn 12 and back to the main straightaway.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
A thought from Pit Road before the drop of the green flag. This trip to Pit Road is presented by Jack Link's Duos. Craving something bold? Try new Jack Link's Duos. Two jerky flavors in one pack. Original and teriyaki, jalapeno and mango, or buffalo style and ranch. Grab your favorite in the snack aisle today. Now to our Pit Road favorite duo, starting at the exit of Pit Road from Halstead, Pennsylvania, Steve Post.
Alex, all eyes will be on Shane Van Gisbergen here today, but how about this? His rear tire changer is J.P. Keeley. 2 weeks ago at Pocono, J.P. was hit by a flying tire. It knocked him down. It broke two ribs. It collapsed his lungs. He got up and completed the pit stop. He did spend a couple of days in a Pennsylvania hospital. He wanted to go to Atlanta and pit the car. Doctors kept him away from that. But today, 2 weeks to the day, he is back pitting this car here on the streets of Chicago. It makes total sense, though. He's Canadian. He played professional lacrosse for the Buffalo Bandits, and he grew up playing hockey. Canadians who play hockey and lacrosse, they're wired just a little bit differently. J.P. Keeley going to change tires for SVG here today. Chris Wilner.
Steve, on my section of pit road, what a day it could be for Brad Keselowski, who could use a good run on a road course for the 2012 Cup Series champion. Although the season's starting to trend up, finished second last week at Atlanta, his season best, has a couple of top tens in a row, but he comes to the biggest challenge of the year, Chicago, and he told me before the race that he did a lot of extra work studying this street circuit, where to attack it around the street course, even studied onboard camera footage of SVG in the last 2 years of his successful runs here at the Chicago street course. Brad also took extra time on the track walk, noting certain areas of the racetrack he can capitalize on. He desperately wants to turn the bad luck of road course racing around and hopes today is the day. Jeremy Bowens, his crew chief, confident in the race car and says rain is the good equalizer for this group. They'll play weatherman today, trying to decide what the strategy call will be. But it'll be fun to watch Brad starting 15th today, trying to turn that season around and climb back up in the championship point standings.
We talk about wet weather. It is coming into the area. We will start in the dry. The question is, Alex, when will that wet weather arrive? And of all the strategies around that, who will be the first to go to the wets? Who will be the last to go to the wets? That will dictate in part who wins this race today.
Yeah, it will. And that means an opportunity potentially for some of those drivers that have to start at the back of the field. You know, it's not uncommon to have drivers fall to the tail end of the field for any race we have in the NASCAR Cup Series. But to have this many high-caliber drivers and teams to start at the back is unusual. Again, all four Hendrick Motorsports cars are back there. Denny Hamlin, Bubba Wallace is back there as well. The last time, if you're wondering, a driver won from starting at the rear, we'll go back to the Coca-Cola 600 in May at Charlotte in a backup car. Ross Chastain was the one to do just that.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Ryan's out here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We are on the one to go before we put them under the green flag. The fans in the general admission all around this circuit now trying to clamber close to the fence to try to get a good eye on their favorite drivers. We get set for green flag racing.
One of the most unique venues, or I should say areas of the venue to watch from, is turns 1 and 6. I've worked over there before. Dave is over there today. And they're about 6, 7, 8 deep. They'll be climbing the trees. They'll be hanging out of the trees. And that is just one of the many viewing areas around this massive 2.2-mile road course. There are stands that have been constructed temporarily around parts of the course that sit on Michigan Avenue and Columbus and whatnot. It's just a fun environment. It's a very festive environment to be in. And, of course, everybody's getting ready to get a payoff right now when we throw this green flag here in just moments.
As the field works their way into turn 11, we're getting closer and closer to the start of today's race. The Grant Park 165 pace car will make its way to pit lane.
Here they come now. The pace car is getting ready to take that pace car to pit road for the start of the Grant Park 165 from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Here's Alex Hayden.
Here they come up off turn number 12. Green flag goes in the air, and through the gearbox they go, screaming to turn number 1.
Shane Van Gisbergen up by only a fender as they make their way into turn 1. He's got the outside line. It will not pay off into turn number 1. Michael McDonald Dowell takes the lead. SVG trying to battle back. He'll jump to driver's right. That's his patented move into turn number 2.
Michael McDowell flying the red, white, and blue colors today on his car of nearby DePaul University shows the way on the streets of Chicago across Lakeshore Drive. Setting up for turn number 4 for the first time this afternoon. Downshifting, under braking, and side by side for second behind him, Tyler Reddick swings to driver's left. Shane Van Gisbergen is there to his right.
SVG gets the advantage as they make their way off turn number 4. Down the hill now on South Columbus. Away with the lead by about 4 car lengths here in the early going is Michael McDowell. Van Gisbergen second. Kyle Busch now to the driver's left. He'll take third spot away from Tyler Reddick as they head for 7.
Down the hill they go, under braking, popping out of line further back. Chase Briscoe tries to go to driver's right. He'll open up the lane and make the pass on Carson Hocevar with ease as they go to Congress Plaza.
Everybody now working through East Congress Plaza for the first time today. It is Michael McDowell through turn number 10, leading by about 3 car lengths over Shane Van Gisbergen. Third is Kyle Busch, Tyler Reddick, and Chris Buescher, the top 5 off turn 11.
Michael McDowell flexing some muscle here on lap 1. He will lead the first lap of the Grant Park 165. Shane Van Gisbergen will follow him along in second. Traffic beginning to stack up from third on back. That's where you feel the heat. Carson Hocevar is there. Also Tyler Reddick, Chase Briscoe, and others.
Side by side, or rather a single file into turn number 1. Reddick holds the 4th spot. Buescher in 5th as they make their way toward turn number 2. Then Chase Briscoe, Carson Hocevar, Austin Dillon, the top 8.
No one stepping out of line as they work their way up Lakeshore Drive among those top 8 cars. Michael McDowell puts another car length of an advantage. He's out to 4 car lengths now. His lead back to 2nd place Shane Van Gisbergen. Then a similar margin from SVG back to Kyle Busch, who's working his way off turn number 5.
Here they come down the hill now on South Columbus, heading for turn six. Michael McDowell well in command. He's got about four car lengths over Shane Van Gisbergen. Four more back to the third place machine of Kyle Busch. Then it's hot pursuit. Tyler Reddick, Chris Buescher, Chase Briscoe as they cross up over the hill to turn seven.
Here's Carson Hocevar further back, feeling some heat from Austin Dillon. Dillon in that RCR Chevrolet starting to turn the wick up on that Spire Motorsports Chevrolet. They are racing for 7th, 8th, and 9th through Congress Plaza.
That battle for 7th, 8th, and 9th now works their way out of turn number 9 into turn number 10. Carson Hocevar holds about a car length over Austin Dillon. Behind Austin Dillon, they're side by side. Ty Gibbs dives to the inside of Brad Keselowski. He'll take that spot away.
Keselowski trying to play defense, can't do much there. Further back, Ryan Preece is all kinds of playing defense because a hard charging Ty Gibbs is there. Looks to drivers right as they head to turn one, now to left.
Side by side, they come down into turn number one, holding the spot. Ty Dillon, a couple of car lengths behind him is Ryan Preece. He's got a rear view mirror full of Ty Gibbs, who's working Preece over as they make their way through turn two.
That's where the traffic begins stacking up. Ninth position on back with Ryan Preece trying to fend off the challenge of Ty Gibbs. Gibbs is still there working on him as they move across Lakeshore Drive. Here they come now back into corner number four. Preece still has the position and Gibbs still trying to find a way to get around him as they all funnel back on to South Columbus.
They continue to chase Michael McDowell, who holds on to that four car length advantage over Van Gisbergen. Another four to Kyle Busch. A car length to Ryan Preece. Two more to Chris Buescher, who's got a two-man dance going now with Chase Briscoe.
Briscoe tries to find some room to race there as they go under braking into turn number seven. Things at the front of the field begin to settle down just a bit behind race leader Michael McDowell. Meanwhile, William Byron had a good practice yesterday until the last lap of practice where he got into the outside wall with the left side of his race car. Steve Post, are things going from bad to worse for William Byron?
Yes, trouble in right on South Michigan Avenue. Two cars come together and now they're really stacking and piling in. Carson Hocevar is there. Brad Keselowski. A bunch of other cars. It is a parking lot in the middle of South Michigan Avenue in between turn 10 and 11. Carson Hocevar was the first car that I saw get turned sideways. He has been crunched in and is now pinned up against the Jersey barrier to his left. There are several other cars that are now stacked together. It is really all jammed up here right before they get to turn 11.
Caution flag number one is out. It comes out at lap number four when Carson Hocevar just nailed the safety barrier there and spun in front of oncoming traffic, including Brad Keselowski, Daniel Suarez, Will Brown. You've also got Todd Gilliland, Austin Dillon, Cole Custer, and Riley Herbst all came piling in when that pack of cars came to grief to bring us under the first caution flag.
A proud Chicago tradition since 1949, Garrett Popcorn Shops handcrafts delicious gourmet popcorn in small batches right in their kitchens. Their secret family recipes include the world-famous Garrett Mix, the Chicago-style sweet and savory blend of caramel crisp and cheese corn. Visit one of their shops, find them at a grocery store near you, or shop online to ship anywhere across the U.S. at GarrettPopcorn.com.
Looking for weekly motorsports podcasts to stay up to date on what's happening on and off the track? The Motor Racing Network is the place. Hear from NASCAR crew chiefs on MRN Crew Call. All the happenings from regional touring series and local tracks on NASCAR Coast to Coast. Sprint Car Talk on Winged Nation. NASCAR History on MRN Classic Races. And hear from the drivers on NASCAR Live. MRN Podcasts available on MRN.com, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.
Eight-car pileup on lap four here in the streets of Chicago. It was triggered when Carson Hocevar had a problem negotiating one of the corners, bounced off one of the Jersey barriers, spun sideways. Track was totally blocked. Matter of fact, they're still trying to get cars out of that accident scene. We'll get an update from Tim Catalfamo in a moment. First, from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit Martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back in Chicago, caution flag number one flying at lap four. Eight-car crash, Alex, out on the course involving and triggered by Carson Hocevar. But the list of drivers involved, it is a long one.
Yeah, it is. Carson Hocevar got into the wall, and that's turned him around in front of oncoming traffic. Got in a piece of it. In some form or fashion were Cole Custer, Brad Keselowski, Todd Gilliland, Daniel Suarez, Austin Dillon. You also had Riley Herbst get a piece of it. A.J. Allmendinger also got a piece of the crash as well. And another driver, Will Brown, here got a piece of it as well, the reigning Supercars champion. It all started, Mike, coming out of turn number 10, which is a right-hand turn. Carson Hocevar clipped the concrete barrier with the right side of his golden black Ziegler Chevrolet. That rocketed him to driver's left into the outside concrete barrier, and he absolutely hammered it, broke the suspension on the left side and the left front of the car. It basically made him a pinball as he bounced back across the middle of the track, and from there on out, essentially laying perpendicular in the track, and everybody came piling in, and nobody could come to a stop in time.
Right now, the red flag has been displayed. Lap four has been completed. The cars have been stopped in turn seven. All the action is between turns 10 and 11, and the safety crews have arrived on the scene. We've seen Brad Keselowski get out of his race car, and the wreckers will be attaching themselves to Carson's car, Brad's car. The only other cars that are remaining there are the Suarez car, looks like Todd Gilliland, and also one other machine, the Austin Dillon car. Perhaps maybe still there as well, but that's a lot to clean up, because once you remove the cars, then you have to then remove all the debris and the fluid that was obviously laid down in that crash's wake.
It's not unusual to have traffic come to a standstill on East Michigan Avenue here on the Magnificent Mile here, but this isn't the kind of traffic jam we were hoping to have here in today's race. We were mentioning just before the incident broke out that there might have been a problem beginning to form with William Byron. Let's follow up there with Steve Post.
William Byron right on the immediate green, and of course he had to go to the back after that contact with the wall in practice yesterday. He reported to Rudy Fugel that the clutch was slipping on the car, and then really he had trouble engaging the clutch at all and was just coasting around the racetrack. The team has taken it back to the DVP, the damaged vehicle policy area. Chris Wilner is back there. Chris, what are you seeing on William Byron's car?
Right now, a lot of standing around, Steve, because when the red flag came out, that eliminated the team from getting to work on this race car. So right now, they're just talking over headsets back here. The DVP area actually located behind the front straightaway main stage where the driver intros were. There's two little alleyways, and teams have their war wagons set up for incidents like this when they need to use the DVP area. So right now, William Byron up on jack stands right now. He currently sits behind the wheel. This is just another, you know, incident for William Byron over this weekend. We documented yesterday, hit the wall. The team was here till well after 11:30 p.m. last night. NASCAR officials actually left the property, and the team was still here. They had to show up early this morning to get the car through tech, so a lot of tired crew members down here now having to go to work to diagnose the issues on William Byron's machine. Again, the clutch system is the main focus, but they also are working underneath the right front as well as the left front, and even looking at the rear of the car as well. So certainly a lot of work's going to need to be done, but right now, they can't touch the car because we're under red flag conditions.
And if you care to know, DVP means damaged vehicle policy. There are policies around what can and cannot be fixed on the car. They are obviously adhering to those policies right now back in the NASCAR Cup Series garage. It's been a rough month for William Byron, Rudy Fugle, and that Hendrick Motorsports team. 28th at Michigan. They were 9th in Mexico, 27th Pocono, 37th at Atlanta. And the month of July is not getting off to a good start either.
No, not at all for William Byron and that team. So, well, that being said, we continue to sit under the red flag.
At Eero, we believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that delivers on the promise of Wi-Fi 7 with lightning-fast speeds and minimal latency. Wi-Fi that lets us do all the things all at once and keeps us safe at the same time. It's time for Wi-Fi that's so reliable and easy, you don't even have to think about it. It's not too good to be true. It's just Eero. Learn more at Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
We welcome you back to a quiet Grant Park for the moment as we clean up the multi-car crash in between turns 10 and 11 and sitting under the red flag. So let's get a Goodyear tire update presented by Goodyear. Building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Well, first of all, this tire setup that we're using this weekend is the same one that we used earlier in the year at Circuit of the Americas and at Mexico City. There are dry tires and then there are wet weather tires. For the dries, there are five new race sets. One qualifying set can transfer to the race. They got one set for practice. Wet weather tires, if we need them, there are a total of six sets available, four for the race today. So from the way that this race lays out and the strategies that come from it, there should be no worries about running out of Goodyear tires over the course of this 75-lap event.
Now, with this big crash, Mike, this has a couple of different implications that could very well come into play. One of those scenarios is Brad Keselowski, Carson Hocevar. Both of those drivers are in on the in-season challenge right now. So there's that implication that both of them have been involved in the crash. The other thing about it is for Carson Hocevar, he was just on the outside looking in as far as being a playoff driver. He was 62 points out. So they're going to do all they can, Mike, to try to get that car back in and try to salvage this day.
The interesting thing about all of this that's going on this weekend and even last weekend at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, yes, we're talking in-season challenge, but when you're talking about the stretch run to the playoffs beginning, eight races remain until the playoffs start now. And with all of this that's gone on last week in Atlanta, this weekend, we just talked about William Byron, the struggles they've had in the month of June. As we inch closer to the beginning of the playoffs, this is obviously rearranging the key players. key players are being taken out of the mix in some of these races, giving up points in the process, others stepping up and capitalizing. The last thing you want is for this run into the playoffs to be marred by crashes, mechanical problems, or mistakes on the pit lane.
One of those drivers who's currently in by 52 points is Chris Buescher. Now, he's great when it comes to road courses in the Gen 7 race car. He's got the best average finish of anybody in the Cup Series and the most top 10s. But Steve Post, is there a problem?
Yes, there is. Chris just radioed in and told Scott Graves, his crew chief, they're down on power on the straightaway. His quote is, going down the straights, the engine changed tone and lost power. It's got a deeper tone, deeper rumble to it. So there is a lot of concern here in the Chris Buescher pit area. And again, he is one of these drivers, as you guys just explained, needs to have some good performances, really needs to get a win here to lock himself in. Been so good this season, but right now, and this was one they had marked, they are down on power. And this red flag is frustrating because they're just sitting here wondering what is going on, and they can't do anything about it at this point.
Yeah, right now they're going to have to wait it out because the crews are unable to touch cars, cannot fix any kind of damage. They can look, but don't touch while under the red flag.
The Virginia Lottery has mega news. Whoa, Mega Millions just got more mega, more millions. Now with a chance to multiply your non-jackpot prize up to 10 times and a higher jackpot starting at $50 million, all for just $5. So go grab a ticket before this news
gets any bigger.
Oh, too late.
To learn more, visit valottery.com/mega. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on pit road.
Four tires, Sonoco Racing Fuel. The race out from pit road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
From the NASCAR Chicago Street Race, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bayer and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Five, presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Let's check in with Chris Wilner, who's back there in the NASCAR Cup Series garage.
And Alex, you can hear the Sawzall starting to work here in the DVP area as Carson Hocevar and a number of other race cars are here getting worked on. Carson, you're at the front of that kind of stack up. What happened?
I had a moment a lot before in that corner just with the rear stops and everything that I got really loose when I was too far left. So I wanted to be further right, and normally kind of through there throughout the weekend, you kind of just slide and get by it, and it stuck, you know, whether the conditions are different or just the pace is slower. Just nicked the barrier a little bit with the right front, and it shot me left, and, you know, just there's nowhere for anybody to go. So, I'm fortunate for this Ziegler Auto Group team. You know, we qualified third, felt like we had a really good race car, obviously, with Michael leading. Felt like we were set up to have a good day, just a mistake here that, you know, just really killed us.
This year, with the way the DVP goes, you guys can fix this car and get back out there. What is the game plan?
No, we're done. We tore up too much stuff there. You can't change that stuff. You can't change what we need to change. So, unfortunate. We'll go again next week.
Carson Hocevar going to be out of this race. They tried to diagnose the issues, but you just heard it. A lot of front-end damage on his Chevrolet, and they're going to be done for the day.
And Carson Hocevar was in a head-to-head matchup in the NASCAR in-season challenge against Tyler Reddick. With his words being out of the race, Tyler Reddick will automatically advance to the next round of the NASCAR in-season challenge. Right now, here's a look at the Beefaroo stage preview presented by Beefaroo.
Well, the opening stage, Alex, 20 laps in length. We have completed three so far. Caution came out at lap four. Don't expect any unique pit strategies here. However, a strategy that could come into play down the line, wet weather tires. But the rain's not close. It is in the offing, but it's not an immediate threat. So this is a pretty straightforward 20-lapper to get us to the end of stage one.
Race fans, Beefaroo is giving you the chance to win big all season long. Download the Beefaroo app and enter for a shot at winning VIP race experiences, exclusive merch, and a meet and greet with Noah Gregson. Download the Beefaroo app now and enter for your chance to win. It's time to race to Beefaroo.
Total of nine drivers involved in this caution flag that has put us under the red flag for the very first time. We've heard of challenges from Chris Buescher. They may have a challenge. Also hearing that Kyle Larson may have a challenge. Steve Post?
Kyle Larson may have a problem on his car as well. He noticed a little bit of an issue with the voltage on it. They just asked him to fire the car, to turn the car over, and the engine would not turn over. The starter would not engage. So we're, again, in a holding pattern under a red flag when it comes time to really fire this up. We'll see if Larson can even start his car. Maybe they can get it around. Then they can diagnose what the issue is with the lack of voltage on that machine.
So we'll find out, but it's been a rough start and a rough day for Hendrick Motorsports. All four cars, Mike, had to start at the back of the field in today's race. Now William Byron's having clutch issues. Kyle Larson, as Steve Post just reported, now having starter issues. So things just aren't that good as the red flag has been lifted.
Red flag has been withdrawn. The caution flag is put back out, and the field begins to roll through Congress Plaza. While we have the opportunity, let's tell you how your favorite driver is running, presented by Straight Talk Wireless, the official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get ready for real unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and straighttalkwireless.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
Michael McDowell is the race leader. He's led all three circuits to this point in the race. Shane Van Gisbergen rides second. Kyle Busch is third. Tyler Reddick is fourth. Chris Buescher rounds out the top five. Chase Briscoe is sixth. Ryan Preece is seventh. Ty Gibbs goes eighth. Christopher Bell ninth, and Joey Logano is 10th.
A.J. Allmendinger will be running right now in the 11th position. Ryan Blaney is 12th. Ross Chastain is 13th. Zane Smith 14th. And John Hunter Nemechek is posted in the 15th spot. Austin Cindric is 16th. Justin Haley is 17th. Josh Berry 18th. Noah Gregson's 19th. And Kyle Larson, who right now is getting a push start on the racetrack, right now posted in the 20th position, but that will change as well.
Bubba Wallace from the back of the field is up to 21st. Eric Jones is 22nd. Then Alex Bowman, 23rd. Austin Hill, 24th. Josh Balicki is in 25th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. being scored, 26th. In 27th is Chase Elliott. Cody Ware is 28th. Ty Dillon, 29th. And Denny Hamlin is 30th.
Catherine Legg is 31st. Cole Custer, 32nd. Riley Herbst is 33rd. With Daniel Suarez, 34th. Carson Hocevar, who triggered that caution at lap 4, is in 35th. Austin Dillon, 36th. Brad Keselowski, 37th. Todd Gilliland, 38th. Will Brown, 39th. And William Byron, clutch issues and all, posted in the 40th and final position.
As they have pit lane opened up, a couple of the cars that have damage to them are now making their way to pit lane. We see the Andy's Frozen Custard Ford here. Had a chance to meet and visit with Andy himself a little earlier on the pit lane. Nice to have him here. But Cole Custer, the driver of that machine for the Haas factory team, getting some work done on that car. Same with Riley Herbst.
Riley Herbst bringing that 2311 Toyota Camry to the pit lane. One of many drivers involved in the caution at lap four.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now, there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Caution flag still flies here in Chicago. Michael McDowell, the leader from the NASCAR Chicago Street Race. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durant area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Chicago. Continuing to work caution flag number one of the Grant Park 165. So glad you're spending your Sunday afternoon with us here on the Motor Racing Network. Off to a rather halting start. Multi-car crash on the backside of the course put us under caution, then ultimately the red flag. Now the red flag has been withdrawn and we are back under caution speed. Pit Road is open. Got a couple of takers. Let's go to Pit Road, presented by Eero. At Eero, they believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from Wi-Fi. Introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of life. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Chris Buescher's on Pit Road. Let's follow up on his stop.
And the hood is up on his Ford Mustang, as we described a little bit ago, that engine issue on it. And Chris described it as that sound just got really, really throaty. And he said, my gut feeling is it's more serious than what we're hoping for. Crew is up under the hood of the car now, taking a look at it just to see if maybe something came askew there as they work on that car. Chase Elliott was in for a quick stop here on pit road, and looks like Todd Gilliland was in as well. Ty Dillon is in also down here. Last lap, Daniel Suarez was in for damage. So a lot down here on this end of pit road. Chris Wilner, how about up in front of you?
More damage repair for the Cole Custer machine. His second time down pit road. They've got the front hood up on that Ford Mustang. Catherine Legg, who made the race in dramatic fashion yesterday, she's on pit road. Fork tire change. Looks like they're looking over potential rear-end damage on her Chevrolet. There was a little concern on Ryan Blaney's Ford Mustang. Got contact in the left rear. They felt like it was square enough, and Blaney just came over the radio and said, mechanically, it feels fine. The steering feels good, so they left him out on the racetrack. But a little bit more damage repair on this end of pit road.
Field is now making their way up the straightaway between turns 5 and 6. That's where they'll get the one to go and choose what lane to restart in. You know, Mike, the NASCAR in-season challenge, we had 8 head-to-head matchups. Already had, after this wreck, 2 drivers now that have advanced to the next round. One of them is Tyler Reddick, who would advance over Carson Hocevar. And believe it or not, Ty Dillon has advanced to round 3. He took out the number 1 seed last week at Echo Park Speedway in Denny Hamlin. And today, he will advance over Brad Keselowski.
With all due respect to Ty, I don't think many people had him going that far based on the performance up to this point of the season. However, this just goes to show you, in mind of that movie from years gone by, any given Sunday, anything can happen, especially in NASCAR Cup Series racing.
You're right about that. Now we'll see if we can get some green flag laps in. We ran 2 hard green flag laps, and that was it. Before we go back under the green flag, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durant, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durant.
Motor Racing Network is live in Grant Park in downtown Chicago, Illinois for the Grant Park 165 for the NASCAR Cup Series. I'm Alex Hayden. Alongside is Mike Bagley, Dave Moody, Kurt Becker, Tim Catalfamo in the turn, Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane.
Five laps complete. The green will fly. Lap six will go on the board. The field is inching downhill across the bridge, getting ready to negotiate the right hand, turn number 12, and Michael McDowell leaves Shane Van Gisbergen sleeping on the restart. Up to the gearbox goes Michael McDowell. He'll pull away by two car lengths by the start-finish line.
McDowell lit the candle immediately in the restart zone and was able to get a jump on Van Gisbergen, who drops back to second. Kyle Busch is third. Reddick is fourth. Side-by-side for fifth. Chase Briscoe right there looking for daylight.
Here he comes to driver's right. Chase Briscoe dives down to the inside, tries to wrestle the position away as everyone spills out on the Lakeshore Drive and works their way up to full song. At the front of the field, it is Michael McDowell. He's already entering turn number four. Briscoe has disposed of Ryan Preece, and Preece now has his hands full because Ty Gibbs is there, and he's working up toward driver's right.
Ty Gibbs has got the open line to the inside, trying to make that move. Ryan Preece will have to fight him off, because if he doesn't, there are two or three others back there looking to take advantage as well. To the inside lane, Ryan Preece down low. Now it's Christopher Bell looking to his outside as Ty Gibbs gets away.
Watching the race for sixth, Ty Gibbs, a bold move around Ryan Preece. Preece wants it back on a look outside on the right-hander in turn seven. Gibbs will slam the door in his face, and that's where the stacking up of traffic is happening right now.
Ty Gibbs trying to hold off Ryan Preece as they work their way out of East Congress Plaza back onto South Michigan Avenue. It is Gibbs holding down the position over Preece. Christopher Bell and A.J. Allmendinger in lockstep formation behind those two.
They'll climb up and over the bridge over top of the railroad tracks here in downtown Chicago. Stand on the brakes and give a tug to the right on their steering wheels through turn number 12. Michael McDowell has a car length on Shane Van Gisbergen.
Front two trying to pull away. Van Gisbergen right there on McDowell's bumper. Then it's about four car lengths back to the Kyle Busch machine. Another car length back to Tyler Reddick. And then a decent gap to Briscoe and Gibbs in turn two.
Working their way on the Lakeshore and headed for the quick right-hander at turn number three. Shane Van Gisbergen is matching every move of the race leader, Michael McDowell. McDowell unable to break away. Van Gisbergen applying all kinds of pressure as they move through East Roosevelt, off turn five and back onto South Columbus.
Here they come down South Columbus, heading downhill toward turn number six. And again, that two-man dance at the front of the field. Michael McDowell less than a car length up on Van Gisbergen. Three more back to Kyle Busch. You got to go back to about 18th place to find a good side-by-side battle for position right now. Everybody else.